It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. This episode is a short and strange one for sure. In it, Nick and I discuss something I've never discussed with anyone else before, and I'll probably never discuss it with anyone else again. I love that Nick chose to call this episode Leadership Abilities, because it makes a conversation sound like it's something you would hear at a business conference. But listen in, and you'll quickly realize this is no seminar. Check it out. I think we would make great cult leaders. Is that stupid to say?
No.
I'm not suggesting that we actually start a cult, but maybe just a small one.
I was thinking about, okay, so think about every Stephen King book.
Yeah.
And there's always a person in The Stand, for example. It's very obvious who that person is. But even in like Under the Dome, who sees a vacuum of power, is not a good person, and kind of takes over.
I never read Under the Dome.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's pretty...
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I thought I read everything that he wrote.
What?
I'm in the middle of reading Fairy Tale, and I keep wanting to
put it down. Oh, yeah.
I keep wanting to put it down because it feels like it's going to get stupid, but it's not stupid yet.
Yeah, and that was a cute book. I like that
one. Did you read it? Okay. Because I think cute is an interesting way to put it. It's not really cute. It's got some creepiness to it, but it's so otherworldly, you know. But Under the Dome, and you were saying, but yeah, you're talking about like the protect, even in,
No. And this was one of the antagonists. He sees the vacuum of power. They are cut off from everybody else. They are under a literal dome in this town. So he was already like the used car salesman or something like that. He played very well in the TV show until the TV show went off the rails by, it was very popular character actor that was in Breaking Bad, the brother-in-law from Breaking Bad.
Yes. Yeah. I know who that is.
But in any case, I think we'd be good at that too.
Yeah.
Where we see a vacuum of power
and
we just step in and consolidate the power all around us.
Yeah. Let's look for those situations. Cause I just want to control other people.
Right? Yeah. No, I'm going with that.
You know, I don't have to take their assets like some of those other people and stuff, but I just want,
no, I don't want their stuff.
Yeah.
I feel obligated to either help them or get rid of them.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I would probably be having them do stupid human tricks. I mean, not like I'm gonna. I'd have them, you know, run the farm and stuff too. But I feel like I would use them mostly for entertainment.
Well, run the farm, and then I want you to reenact like famous movies, because there would be no power, assumedly.
Yeah,
assumedly.
Okay. Assumedly.
My assumption is that assumedly, presumably. There would be no power, and they can reenact Jaws for me.
Could we get them to actually also pedal one of those Gilligan's Island bikes that generates power?
I guess.
I have a bike. I
mean, maybe when it's hot and then we need a fan.
All right.
Okay.
I live in Florida. Right, good. That works.
I like it.
Thanks.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I think I need to read more Stephen King books, because obviously it's not good to make generalizations about there always being this character in every book, but also for tips and tricks on what to do when there is a vacuum of power. A good leader continues to learn and strive to be an even better leader, even if that means reading a bunch of Stephen King books to get advice from the bad guys. Have a great day.